Everyone,
弟兄姐妹们，早晨好。
This morning, I wanted to speak on a topic that is familiar with all of us in this room.
今天早晨，我愿意跟弟兄姐妹们、朋友们分享一个题目，是大家都熟悉的。
And this topic is on life.
是关乎到生命的问题。
So if you're sitting here and you're breathing and you're not dead, then you have experienced life.
如果我们大家在这边都是活着、呼吸的，我们都经历了生命。
And life is a very phenomenal thing.
生命实在是一个奇妙的现象。
It's a very miraculous thing.
是一个非常非常奇妙的事情。
And recently I've been considering what life is and what is the purpose of life.
最近我一直在思考生命是什么，我们人生的意义是什么。
Near the end of last year, I witnessed the passing of my grandfather.
在去年年底的时候，我看见了我的祖父离开这个世界。
I witnessed how his physical body deteriorated and finally passed on.
我经历了他肉身生命一天天的衰微，然后离开了这个世界。
And at the beginning of this year, I witnessed the birth of my daughter.
今年年初的时候，我们家里边添了一个女儿。
And so it really caused me to reflect on what life is.
这就让我更多的思想生命到底是什么。
And life is truly a very, very miraculous thing.
生命实在是非常一个非常奇妙的事情。
Can we show the first slide?
我们可以看看这个投影。
So many of you might be familiar with looking at one of these images.
很多人都很熟悉这些图片。
This is not my daughter, but my son Dylan.
这是他的儿子 Dylan.
And you can see if this is obviously in his mother's womb.
我们都非常清楚，这是知道是在母腹中间。
And so you can see from even in the mother's womb, you can see how miraculous life is.
甚至在母腹中间的时候，我们就可以看见生命是何等的奇妙。
You can see on this image up here, you can see the whole structure of his head. This is at 5 months old.
这个上面这个图，我们可以看见整个大脑的图形。这是只是五个月的时候。
And you can even see, I put this image because he's sucking his thumb.
另外一个图片，我们可以看见他正在吸自己的手指头。
And so you can see from the beginning of life, it's a very miraculous thing.
所以当生命一开始的时候，我们就看见是一个非常奇妙的事情。
And if we can go to the second picture.
看看下一个。
So here he is today as a goofy 2-year-old.
这是他现在两岁的时候。
And for him to grow from birth all the way up until this image was taken, I think, 2 days ago. So it's the most recent picture that I have of him.
这是两天之前所照的照片，是最新的一个照片。
And you can see how much life he has.
所以你可以看见他生命里边是实在是充满了活力。
And if you think about it, in about 34 years, he's going to be my size and where I am now.
大家可以想一下，再过34年的时候，他就像我一样这样。
Actually, 32 years, I'm not that old yet.
对不起，是32年。
And then in about 68 years from now, he'll be sitting in that chair like his grandfather is. 68 years.
再过68年的时候，他就要像我们孙弟兄那样坐在那里。
And so you can see life is something that is a very miraculous thing.
所以我们看见生命实在是非常奇妙的。
But life is also a very precious thing.
生命也是非常宝贵。
You know, before I came here this morning, I looked up the incidence of miscarriages.
在今天早上来到这之前，我看见一些关于流产方面的消息。
And the percentage is a lot. It was higher than I thought. It's about 20-30%.
这个比例实在是超过我所想象的，是在20%-30%这样一个比例。
I didn't get a chance to look up, early infant deaths, but I would imagine that would bump that number up even higher.
我没有看这个婴儿他的死亡率，但是我相信加上在一起的时候，这个 比例会更高的。
So for a child to grow and become an adult is a very miraculous thing.
所以从婴孩一直长到成人，这也是非常奇妙的一件事情。
And I think we are reminded of, you know, with the passing of my grandfather last year, I was reminded of how short life can be.
所以当去年我的祖父去世的时候，实在是提醒我生命是何等的短暂。
That God has allowed me to witness the passing of my grandfather and the birth of my daughter within a matter of 6 months.
神允许我经历失去我的祖父，迎接我的女儿，在六个月中间。
And so life is it's a phenomenal thing.
生命实在是一个奇妙的现象。
And so this morning, oh, you can turn that slide down. You probably don't want to look at him the whole time. This goofy.Smile. You know, this morning I wanted to look at two very important questions.
所以今天早晨我要和大家一同来看两个非常重要的问题。
And the first one is, you know, we obviously all have this life.
首先我们大家都有这个生命。
But the first question is, what are we living for?
但是第一个问题是我们为什么而活。
And the second one is, where are you going?
第二个问题是我们要到哪里去。
I think, you know, it doesn't matter what our background is or what you believe in.
不管我们的背景是什么，或者我们的信仰是什么。
Whether you're a Christian or not.
或者是我们是否是基督徒。
I think we can all agree on one fact.
我们都可以同意一样事实。
And that fact is that one day our physical life in this world will come to an end.
那个事实就是在有一天，我们的肉身的生命。在今天在地上肉身的生命要消失。
You know, I don't think that anyone here believes that they can live forever in your physical state.
我不相信我们中间任何人可以妄想我们可以永远活在这个世上。
You know, perhaps the younger ones, because they're young and they're full of life and, you know, they're healthy, they don't think about the end.
也许我们中间的年轻人因为是充满了活力，他们有很多的能量，所以没有想到关于生命终结的事情。
And perhaps we who are in our middle aged, we are so caught up in our careers and our families and raising kids, and you know that we don't think about the end.
也许我们中间的中年人，因为繁忙于我们的家庭、事业和养育儿女，我们也无暇顾及生命的终点。
And we don't even think of what life will be like afterwards.
我们没有办法，我们就不去思想。生命，当我们这个生命结束之后是什么？
You know, I also looked up the government documents on the current life expectancy in the United States.
我也看了一下美国政府关于生命期望值的一些统计。
And the average person lives to about age 78.1 years.
一般平均的年龄是在 78.1 岁。
And it's very interesting that this number is exactly according to what the Bible tells us, the lifespan of man.
很奇妙的，这个生命期限，也正是在圣经里边神所说的。
You know, in Psalm 90, verse 10, it says, I'll just read this. It says, As for the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or if due to strength, 80 years.
我们的一生年日是70岁，若是强壮。
So from the moment we are born, we are indeed starting a new life.
从我们一出生那一刻，我们的确开始了一个新的生命。
But we're headed towards the end.
然而我们却是走向那个终点。
And unfortunately, that end often means death.
不幸的是，那个终点就意味着死亡。
Now, I don't want to make this morning's talk very morbid, a morbid thought or really dramatic.
我不想让今天早晨这个交通变得非常的灰暗，或者是非常的戏剧化。
But I do want all of us to understand how short our life is.
但是我真的希望我们每个人都能明白生命是何等的短暂。
And each one of us in our lives, we have a time limit.
在我们每个人的生命当中。都有一个时间的限制。
And if that time limit is up, then we are no more.
当这个时间过去的时候，我们就不再存在。
And it's true, you know, the saying, in the blink of an eye, you know, decades will pass by.
实在是非常真实的，我们就是转眼之间，十年就过去了。
And no human can physically live outside of the realm of time.
没有任何人可以生活在时间的范围之外。
And so since we can all acknowledge that we are bound by time,
我们大家都承认我们是受时间的限制。
I'd like to pose these two questions.
所以我愿意向大家提这两个问题。
First one is, what are you living for?
第一个就是我们为什么而活。
Or better yet, what is the purpose of your life?
或者更好的说，我们人生的意义到底是什么？
And the second one is, where are you going?
第二个问题是，我们要到哪里去？
So the first one, what are you living for?
第一个问题，我们为什么而活？
Is it to become rich?
是要积攒财富吗？
Or to gain as much as you possibly can?
就是积攒我们所能积攒的到最多的程度吗？
You know, there's a saying that I shared with some of the young people once before, and it says, he who dies with the most toys wins.
我和年轻人分享到这个话题，就是有人说，当他死的时候有更多的玩具，那个人在今生就赢了。
So isn't it true that we have this sort of drive within us?
是不是我们里边都有一个这样的驱动力？
That we have this desire to want more things.
我们期望更多的事，更多的东西。
So some people will live to want to become rich. For what purpose? It's so you can buy more cool things.
人们希望自己能够成为更富有，为什么呢？可以买更多的东西。
And you know, sometimes people live their lives to enjoy the pleasures of life.
有的人生存是为了享受今生的享乐。
They want to taste all the enjoyment and pleasures of life.
他可以要去体验那生活可以提供他所有的这些快乐。
You know, there's another sort of saying.
有另外一句话是吗？
For example, if you took a bite out of this really decadent, delicious chocolate cake.
好像是我们尝到了一块非常非常好的巧克力蛋糕。
You know, the chocolate lovers will take a bite of that and go,
这些人就说尝到了之后，真好。
Now I can die a happy man.
我现在可以死了，我可以幸福了。
And isn't this true of our lives that a lot of times we seek for these pleasures?
是不是这样呢？我们很多的时候在寻求这些快乐。
And we might not actually verbalize this, but in our hearts we sort of feel this way.
有的时候我们没有嘴上说，但是在心里边我们是这样的感觉。
It may not be a piece of chocolate cake, it could be wealth.
也许不是那个巧克力蛋糕，也许是财富。
It could be a fancy car.
也许是一个非常好的车。
Or can even be simply having grandkids.
也许是有我们的子孙孙子。
Maybe after you see your grandkids, you can finally say, now I can die a happy man.
所以也许你看见你的孙辈之后说，我现在可以快乐的去了。
So what are you living for?
我们为何而活呢？
Is it to see these things? Is it to gain these things? Is it to taste these things?
是为了得到这些？是为了品尝这些吗？
Well, then you might say, well, you know, I'm not really one that's into wealth and luxury and these things.
也许你会说，我不是这样的人，我不是享受这些财富或者是奢华。
Maybe you might be living simply for the purpose in order to provide for your families.
也许我们生存的目的仅仅是为了养家糊口。
And you have this thought that I must work, I must...live so that I can put food on the table for my kids.
所以你就说我一定要工作，努力的工作，使我的儿女们能够有饭吃。
And what is this purpose for?
这个问题，这个目的是什么呢？
It's so that later on, when you look back in your life, you can have this personal satisfaction that I was able to provide for my family.
也许是将来时间过去的时候，你回头看，你说我非常骄傲的说我可以养家糊口。
It may not be.A proud thing, but it's a personal satisfaction.
也许不是一个骄傲，但是你觉得你个人有一个满足。
And you know, we all have, you know, when you have kids, you start thinking about their college tuition, and you start saving up for that.
有小孩了之后，你就开始想孩子们上大学的学费，开始攒钱。
And what do people do? They take a certain amount of their paycheck and put it in a college fund every month or every year.
那人们就每个月从他的工资里边存出一部分，要积攒学费。
So maybe that's what you're living for, to be able to provide for your family.
也许那个就是你生活的目的，要提供你家庭的需要。
And then you have some people who may be living to gain some specific degree.
也许有人他生活的目的是为了得到一些学位。
Or some sort of a job title.
或者是工作上的职称。
Or to have an extra couple of letters at the end of your name.
在你的名字后边可以再加上几个字母。
You know, I think we all sort of laugh at that, but I think inside it's our human nature to sometimes want that.
在我们人的天性当中，我们很多的时候 都要这些。
I'll give you an example. My roommate in dental school.
我给大家一个例子，就是我在牙科医学院的时候，有一个同室友。
My roommate.
室友。
Oh, okay. That's what it is in Chinese, I guess. So he halfway through dental school, he told me, he said, you know, I really want my MD, which is a doctor degree.
当他读了那个牙医一半的时候，他说我真的想再得一个医学的学位。
And I said, well, what are you doing in dental school then?
我说你在医学院在做什么？
Why are you in dental school?
为什么你在医学院里？
And he said he wasn't sure, but he just sort of just went with it, and now he's there.
他说我也不是清楚为什么我来到医学院，但是我牙科医院，但是我就在这儿了。
But you could tell, I could tell he was never satisfied with it.
但是我可以告诉你们，我可以看见他里边没有满足。
You could tell he wasn't going to be satisfied with a DDS at the end of his name.
因为他没有满足他的名字后边有个 DDS， 就是那个牙科的学位。
He really wanted that MD at the
end. 他要一个那个 MD， 是一个医学的学位。
And he actually said that to me. Well, I'm not just putting words into his mind. In fact, he literally said that to me.
实际上他真的也是这样子告诉我了。
And so after dental school, he graduated.
所以当他从牙科学院毕业之后。
He went on to pursue a career as an oral surgeon because an oral surgeon there's a program where you can get your MD.
所以他就开始从事一个牙科的手术这样的一个职业，因为在这个职业当中，他可以得到一个医学的学位。
So after already many years of dental school, he went on for another 6 years just so that he could have his MD degree.
所以在他牙科医学院毕业之后很多年又开始读医学，又读了六年才拿到这个学位。
And so he just recently graduated 2010.
所以在2010年的时候他才毕业。
And when I talk to him, when I see him, you could see the joy in his face and in his life.
所以当我看见的时候，跟他谈话的时候，我可以看见他心里边那个喜乐。
And so now he has a DDS and an MD degree behind his name.
在他的名字后边现在可以有个 DDS 和 MD.
And so, you know, we sort of laugh at that, but it's true that a lot of times we live for these things.
我们好像觉得这些是很好笑的，但是实际在生活当中，很多的时候，这是我们心中的愿望。
You know, we invest so much time, so much effort,and a lot of tuition money to gain these.
我们花了很多的时间，很多的努力，很多的学费，要得到这些。
So what are we living for?
我们为何而活呢？
You know, it can be also in sports.
也许是我们为着一项体育运动而活。
You know, I never understood what the brand Adidas actually meant until one of our young people told me one day.The brand like Nike, but it's Adidas.
我实在是没有办法明白，就是在体育用品当中有一个名字叫阿迪亚斯的艾迪亚，我都不知道。
I don't know if this is true, but apparently it means all day I dream about sports, and then you put that together and you get form Adidas.
这个词原来它的意思是说每一天我都在梦想着体育活动。
And so sometimes we live for that. Well, all we live for is sports.
所以有的时候我们就是为着这个而活，为着体育而活。
Unfortunately, if you're like myself and you're not athletic enough to play professional sports,
不幸的是，如果像我一样，我们没有办法去参加那些职业的球队的话，
then you become a sports fan.
我们就可以成为体育的球迷。
And for me, you know, I you know, you could ask my wife. Whenever football season starts, she you could tell them a little bit happier.
你可以问我的姊妹，当这个美式足球的季节开始的时候，你可以看见我就更高兴。
And you know, we were at Costco the other day, and I saw this set of plates, this package of plastic plates and cups and utensils. It was in the shape of a football. The napkin had a football. The cups had footballs on it.
因为那天我在Costco 买东西的时候，刚好看见有很多的盘子、纸巾，他们做的形状就跟橄榄球一样。
So I told my wife, I have to get this.
所以我就告诉我的姊妹，我一定要买这个。
And she told me, it's not even football season. Why are you buying it?
她说现在还没有到这个足球季节，你为什么现在买呢？
I said, well, we have to prepare for next season.
所以我们必须要为着下一个季节做准备。
So when people come over to our house and we watch the game, you know, we could eat on football-shaped plates.
所以人大家就可以来到我们家，我们一起看这些比赛，并且呢，用这些像橄榄球一样的盘子吃东西。
You know, what are we living for?
我们为什么而活？
Is it to live for the next season?
是为了下一个赛季而活吗？
Is it to want to be successful at you know, and gain that degree?
或者是为了成功，为了下一个学位？
You know, I think a lot of times we do these things to pursue our personal satisfaction.
很多的时候我们相信我们追求这些都是为了个人的满足。
And you know, all of these things that I mentioned, in reality, are not bad things.
所以我提到这些，实际上，他们本质上都不是坏事。
And I hope you don't get me wrong, searching and pursuing a degree is a great thing.
所以希望大家不要误解了我所说的，我们去追求一个学位，不是坏的事情。
Providing for your family is an even better thing, right?
为了养家糊口，也许是更好的事情。
Sending your kids to college, putting food on the table for your kids, that's a great thing.
把我们的孩子送到学校里边，为我们家庭提供帮助，这些都是好的事情。
But if these are the only things that we're living for,
但是如果这些事情成为我们人生唯一而活的目的
，and this is your purpose in life,
是成为我们人生的目的的话
，well, what if one day you did in fact achieve all of these things, all of your heart's desire?
如果有一天我们取得了我们心中所有愿望的这些事情
，what if you got your MD degree?
我们拿到了医学的学位。
And you're able to provide for your families. You already saved up enough to provide for your kids' college tuition.
我们也可以养家，也可以把我们孩子送到学校，提供学费。
And you've got that highest position at your company possible.
在公司里边，我们升迁到最高的职位。
Or you've you can watch football all day. You've achieved that.
你可以每天都看这些橄榄球的比赛。
What if one day you've achieved all of these things that you desired after?
所以，如果有一天我们取得了我们心中所愿望的这些所有的事情
，all of these things that you've lived for，
所有这些我们为此而生活的事情。
And what if one day your time is expired？
但如果有一天我们在地上的时间终结了
，and your physical life has come to an end。
我们肉身的生命来到一个终点。
You know, what are you going to do with all that wealth that you've accumulated?
那我们所积攒这些财富要做什么呢？
What are you going to do with all that the stocks that you've checked daily on the internet?
我们每天在 internet 上面去看的那些股票对我们有什么意义呢？
You know, for sure you can't take these things.
因为我们没有办法把这些带去。
Once you die, these things become nothing.To you,
对于我们自己来讲，当我们死亡那一刻，这些都毫无意义。
You know, we can't take these things with us to the life after life in this world.
我们没有办法把我们这些事情带到这生今生之后的。
You know, then it leads us to the second question: Where will you be?
所以这我们就要问第二个问题：我们到何处去
？Where are you going?
我们要到什么地方去？
Have you ever thought about life after the life in this world?
我们有没有认真的思想，当我们人生今天在世上结束之后，是怎样的一个光景？
Seems like no matter how hard we as a human race try to increase our life expectancy, we're still headed towards the end.
不管人类尽多大的努力去延长人的生命，但是我们终究有一天要来到终点。
It's the same direction that we all face.
并且这个方向是我们每个人都要面对的。
It's becoming aged.
我们都在衰老。
And even to the point of death.
有一天都要死亡。
You know, I look at myself and I'm not that old.
当我看自己的时候，我还不那么老。
But when I, you know, get on the field with some of these younger guys or on the basketball court, you know, I can't move as quickly.
但是当我和这些更年轻的孩子们到篮球场的时候，我就发现我跑得不那么快了。
And sometimes it's sort of depressing for me.
哎，有的时候这实在是对我来讲是一个非常大的压力。
Because in my mind, I say, okay, I can produce this sort of movement, but in reality, my physical body can't.
有的时候真是感觉到心有余而力不足。
You know, we all age.
我们都在衰老。
And this is a part of life.
这都是生命的一个部分。
But why do people work out?
为什么人去锻炼身体呢？
Do people work out here? Does who works out every day?
大家是不是都去锻炼身体？
I recently bought a bike at home so I can try to work out, but unfortunately it just sits there.
我最近就买了一个脚踏车在屋里边骑的，但是还没有用它。
But why do we work out? Why do we try to eat healthy? Or why do we even take medications?
我们为什么锻炼身体？我们为什么吃健康食品？吃营养药呢？
It's for the purpose of trying to prolong your life, isn't it?
这个目的不就是为了能够延长我们的生命吗？
You know, it's kind of funny that, you know, sometimes there's so many things on the internet now that I laugh at my parents for a second. You know, my parents will get an email from someone.
有的时候因为今天在网络里边有很多的信息，这里边我要举一个我父母亲的例子。
And it'll say, for example, eating cranberries is very good for you, or something like that.
有的时候他们会接到一条信息，说你吃这个一种酶，这个对你来说身体健康。
And it'll prevent, you know, prostate cancer or something like that.
或者是可以防止癌症。
And then so they email it out to me, and you know, they really promote it and.
所以他们就把这些电子邮件送到我这边说，也鼓励我也去吃这些东西。
Why do people do that?
为什么人要做这些事情呢？
Why do we seek to eat the organic, healthy, you know, non-human growth hormone produced foods?
为什么人要吃这些有机食物、健康食品、没有加荷尔蒙的食品呢？
It's so that we can maybe prolong our life so we don't get any sicknesses.
就是他们心里面想，也许我们可以延长我们的生命。
You know, it's a very reasonable thing to do, and I think we should all do it.
因为我想这是一个非常合理的事情，大家都应该这样做。
And it's probably the responsible thing to do as well.
也许这是对我们生这个健康负责任的一种事情。
But no matter what we do,
但是不管我们做什么
，we will age.
我们都会衰老。
And when your time runs out.
当我们的时间过去的时候
，It's over，
那就是一切都结束。
You know, people throughout history have tried to prolong their lives.
在整个人类历史当中，人们一直想延长生命。
Why do we have scientists?
我们为什么有科学家呢
？Or why are there even researchers?
为什么我们有这些研究人员呢
？You know, my brother is a scientist in New York.
我的哥哥是在纽约那边，他是一个科学家。
And so I know a little bit of what research is all about.
所以我也知道一点关于研究工作的事情。
So what is the purpose of research? It is to try to prolong the life expectancy of mankind.
因为这些研究，他们的目的就是为了延长人的生命期限。
To try to cure disease.
去医治这些疾病。
To try to promote healing.
去能够带来这些医治的效果。
And you know, to be honest, we've come.A long ways.
实际上，这些在这些领域当中已经取得了长足的进展。
You know, if you go back a couple of decades ago,
如果我们回到就是二三十年之前
，You know, people were dying of diseases and ailments that today, because of vaccines and medications, we're able to cure and fight against.
在那个时候，人们遭受的许多的疾病死亡，但今天都是可以医治的。
And so thus, increasing the expectancy of mankind.
所以这也是延长了一点人类的寿命期限。
You know, and it's not just in recent years that people start thinking about this.
也不是最近人们才开始想这样的事情。
You know, you go back into the 15th century.
当我们回到15世纪的时候。
Those of you who have studied world history and pre-American history.
如果你学世界的历史，是前美国之前的历史。
There was a Spanish explorer, and some of these younger high schoolers will understand and know who he is.
有一个西班牙的航海家，我们的年轻人可能知道他是谁。
His name is Juan Ponce de Leon. You guys know who he is?
他的名字是胡安德莱昂，大家知道他是谁吗？
And what was his purpose in life or in exploring?
他去这些探险，他生命当中的意义。寻求的是什么呢?
It was to find a fountain of youth.
他在寻找着一个青春的泉源。
It was rumored and there was a myth that in Florida, somewhere in Florida, there is a fountain of youth.
那个时候有一种传说，一种神秘的观念，说在佛罗里达那个地方有一个青春的泉源。
And so he made it the purpose of his life to sail to the newfound land, the new world,to try to find this mythical, or he probably didn't think it was mythical, otherwise he wouldn't have tried. But he tried to find this fountain of youth.
所以他生命当中就定下了一个目标，要到那个新大陆去寻找这个青春的泉源。
And what was this purpose?
目的是什么呢?
He didn't want to die. He wanted to stay young forever.
因为他不想死，他想永远年轻。
You know, there's just a couple of, I think it was last year or 2 years ago, there was a movie called The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Did anyone see that movie?
就是一两年前有一个电影，它的名字叫《本杰明·巴顿的骑士》。
You know, I have to be honest, I've never seen that movie before.
那我实在是对大家说，我没有看见这个电影。
Now with kids, I can't sit through a three-hour movie, so...
因为现在有了小孩，我没有办法再坐三个小时看电影。
But I read a little bit about what it was or what it is.
但是我读到了一点关于这个电影的一些故事。
It's a fictional, and I'm not trying to promote this movie, so you don't have to go watch it.
我不是想让大家介绍这个电影，大家也不需要去看它。
But even this movie was about a man who aged backwards.
这是一个科幻片，它讲到一个人是逆向发育。
For he began from as a 70-year-old man, and he grew younger with each day.
因为他当时已经七十岁了，但是每一天呢，他变得更年轻。
And he kept getting younger and younger and younger until he became an infant.
每天都变得更年轻，最后变成了一个婴孩。
And then he died, or he was no more.
那个时候他就死了，不再存活在这个世界上。
So you can see in man's understanding.
所以你可以看见在人的理解当中
No matter which way you age in the real life or in the fictitious life
不管是我们在哪个方向去行或者是在真实的生命当中或者是在这些科幻当中
You know, death always awaits us
死亡都在那边等着我们
So even if you were able to find a fountain of youth and you were able to get younger and younger and younger and younger
假若我们真的能够找到这个青春的泉源每天都会变得更年轻。
Death is still waiting for us.
那个死亡也在那个中断。
And we're always limited by the time that has been given to us.
我们都受着时间的限制。
So in the time that you have,
所以在我们所拥有的这些时间当中
what are you living for?
我们为什么而活
and where are you going once that time is ended?
当这时间结束的时候，我们要到哪里去
？Can I have you put up the next slide？
我们可以看一下下边这一张投影。
Does anyone know who this guy is？
大家知道这个人是谁吗
？This is public enemy number one for all Microsoft people.
这是微软的头号的敌人。
And you probably recognize him by his glasses.
你可以看从他这个眼镜里边就可以认出他。
So this is a younger picture of who I'm going to talk about. Maybe can we go to the next slide?
这是一个更年轻时候的照片。
And maybe some of you now will recognize him because he's older in this picture and he's got that little Apple logo over his shoulder.
从这个照片大家就知道他是谁了，因为在他的后他更老了一点，后边有这个苹果的图案。
And the reason why I chose to talk about this guy, Steve Jobs.
他的名字就是斯蒂芬·乔布斯。
And many of you know him as the CEO of, or the past CEO of Apple.
他是微软过去的总裁。
No, not Microsoft.
Oh, 对不起 ，Apple.
Apple.
苹果。
Yeah, he's the enemy of Microsoft.
他是微软的敌人。
Actually, not anymore, because he's dead.
但是现在不是了，因为他已经死了。
But the reason why I wanted to talk about him was because in recent years I was very intrigued by him.
我之所以要关于谈到他的事情，因为最近有些事情关于他的事情触动了我。
I was once a PC man or a Microsoft guy.
以前我用的都是PC 电脑。
But my dear wife and my older brother have converted me now to being a Macintosh man.
但是我的姊妹和我的哥哥就把我变成了一个用 Macintosh 的人。
Although I hear Windows 8 is pretty sweet, is that right?
虽然我听见说这个 Windows 第八版是非常好。
But you know, Steve Jobs, you know, how many of you guys have Apple products?
大家谁有那个？苹果的产品。
You know, maybe we could go to the next slide because we don't want to keep looking at him. So, oh, this here's another picture of him as aged. Or,
就是他另外一张照片，现在已经开始衰老了。
And you can see his life was not very long.
可以看见他的生命并不很长。
Yeah, he lived 56 years.
只有56岁。
And we'll go to the next slide.
看下一张。
So these are the products that have intrigued me in the past couple of years.
这些产品。对我来说都是在过去的几年非常有吸引力。
Yeah, because of my wife and, you know, I now have, I think, almost all of those products at home.
因为我姊妹的缘故，我们在家里边，所以这些照片差不多我们都有了。
Yeah, but I'm not here to promote Apple in any way or their products in any way.
我在这里边也不是要为了苹果来做宣传。
The things that I wanted to mention about Steve Jobs had intrigued me.
关于斯蒂芬·乔布斯他对我里边有感触的这些事情。
Is that he was a pretty amazing man.
因为他是一个非常奇妙的人。
He was adopted into a family.
他是被领养的。
He dropped out of college.
他在大学的时候辍学。
And then he was so successful at what he did that he co-founded Apple.
但是他在事业当中非常成功，所以他就创建了苹果公司。
But because he was such an intense and aggressive person, the board of directors kicked him out of the company that he co-founded.
但是因为他是一个非常严肃、非常剧烈的人，所以那个执事会就把他踢出了苹果。原来他是创立那个公司。
And because of his drive to succeed, his willpower to succeed, he started another company, and we can go to the next slide.
但是因着他里边对着成功的驱动力，他的能力，所以他就成立了另外一个公司。这个公司叫 Pixar
Animation Studios，
是皮克斯动画公司。
And I love all of these cartoons that are on here。
这里边这些所有的动画我都是非常喜欢的。
And it became so successful，
所以他这个公司也是非常的成功。
That Disney bought Pixar，
所以后来呢，迪士尼公司就把他们买去了。
And when Disney bought Pixar, of course, Steve Jobs became the single highest, or he owned the most amount of stocks in Disney.
所以当迪士尼公司把皮克斯公司买去的时候，乔布斯就拥有了迪士尼的最大的一份股份。
And you know how successful these cartoons and this company is?
你知道这些动画是多么成功吗？
It's so successful that even my two-year-old son knows who now knows who, you know, Tom Hader and Lightning McQueen are.
那这非常的成功，以至于我们两岁的孩子都知道这里边这些人物。
And he's never even seen the movie before.
但是他实际上还没有看见这些电影。
But he's familiar with them.
但已经开始非常熟悉了这里边这些人物。
That's how successful this company is.
这就是他们这个公司是非常成功的。
In how they market and how they go about their business.
他们所有的信息和商业广告都非常成功。
So you can close the slides now. We don't need to look at that. So the reason why I wanted to introduce Steve Jobs this morning,
今天早晨我之所以要提到斯蒂芬·乔布斯,
is that he is an example of a man who lived a very successful life.
因为他是这些成功人士的榜样。
You know, I would imagine, and I can only imagine, because he's, I never had the opportunity to ask him.
我没有机会去亲自问他，所以我只能够想象。
You know, what are you living for?
我可以想象问他你为什么而活。
But I can tell by the life that he lived to succeed.
我可以从他的过的人生可以看见他是为了成功而活。
And to be honest, he's a genius.
但实际上他是一个天才。
You know, some people have labeled him the modern day Einstein.
有的人甚至称他为现代的爱因斯坦。
You know, he went from inventing, you know, these products like phones to tablets.
他发明了这些产品，从电话到这些 pad.
And now all the other companies are following their lead in making these tablets, and they predict that this is going to be the future. That computers are going to be, desktops are going to be some sort of dinosaur.
所以很多的公司就跟随他的脚步去生产这些这些产品，因为我们所用的这些计算机、电脑将会成为过去。
So he is a very good. He's a visionary and a great businessman.
他是一个非常远见卓识的人，又富有商业气。
But he lived for the purpose of inventing and the sort of adventure in the business field.
但是他生活的目的就是为了发明，为了在这些新奇的事情上创造。
But, you know, unfortunately, he died of pancreatic cancer.
但是不幸的是他得了胰脏癌死去了。
I still remember the day that he died.
我还记得他死的那一天。
I came home and I told my wife.
我回家告诉我的姊妹。
I can't believe Steve Jobs is dead.
我真的没法相信斯蒂芬·乔布斯死了。
And I was almost a little bit sad because I thought, man, this guy is a genius.
实际在我心里边有那么一点点的忧伤，因为我说这个人他是天才。
I want to see what other products he's going to come out with.
我还想继续看他能够发明什么新的东西。
And then I remember specifically, immediately after I said that, I followed with, what a shame that Steve Jobs did not know God.
但是当我说了那句话之后，很快我里边又一个感觉，我说非常的遗憾他不认识神。
And immediately this feeling overcame me.
所以很快那个感觉就充满了我自己。
And that is, what are we living for today? As a human race, what are we living for?
作为整个人类，我们今天为什么而活？
And where are we going?
我们到哪里去？
Are we going to be like a Steve Jobs who pursues and is successful at everything you do? He's able to provide for his family. He's had these successful companies.
我们是不是像斯蒂芬·乔布斯一样，在追求每一件事情上，并且取得成功？但能够供养家庭。
You know, Steve Jobs died at the age of 56.
在乔布斯他是56岁死了。
That's a little over 20 years less than the life expectancy of man in the U.S.
在实际他的年龄比美国的平均年龄期望值还少了20年。
So what are we living for?
我们为什么而活呢？
You know, When we have all these accomplishments, or we've tasted the things of this world,
当我们取得这些成功的时候，也享受了世界上所能提供给我们的。
You know, we can't take any of that with us. Steve Jobs can't take Apple stock with him. He can't take his Pixar stocks with him.
我们不能把这些带走。乔布斯也不能把苹果的股票或者是皮克斯的股票带走。
You know, it's been said that he was sort of a religious man.
有人说他是一个有信仰的人。
He said that he was into a Zen Buddhism.
有的人说他是禅宗佛教。
And I didn't know there was something called Zen Buddhism.
以前我还没有听见过禅宗佛教这种说法。
But apparently it's a practice of enlightenment and meditation.
好像听说这个呢，他们就是在实行一种默想啊，一种从天上来的启示。
So meditation.
就默想。
So even if he did hold and practice this very well,
即便是他能够在这样的一个操练上取得很好的效果，
You know, what good is that to him now that he's dead?
那对他有什么益处呢？他现在死了。
That couldn't save his life.
这不能救他的生命。
He can't take the practice of his Zen Buddhism with him.
他也不能把这个禅宗佛教的这些行为带走。
So, you know, there's lots of examples in life.
在生活当中有许许多多的例子。
Of things that we hold on to, things that we live for.
有许多事情我们为此而活，我们紧紧地抓住。
And in the moment, we never think about the end.
在那个时候，我们很少想到那个终点。
We never think that, oh, as I'm pursuing this degree, that what am I going to do with this degree when I'm dead?
我们一想到当我们去拿这个学位的时候，当我死的时候，这个学位有什么用呢？
Right? You never think that. You can ask the students. They're not thinking about death.
我们很少想到这些事情。我们可以问学生，很少想到这些事情。
And you can ask the working man. They're not thinking about that. They're thinking, how can I promote myself? How can I get that raise?
那些工作的人，你可以去问，也很少想到这些。他思想的是我怎样升迁。
How can I provide for my family?
我怎样能够养家糊口。
So what are we living for?
所以我们为何而活呢？
And do you know where you're going after this life in this world ends?
当我这个世界结束的时候，我们知道我们到哪里去吗？
You know, up until now, I've sort of painted this really bad picture of what life is, right? It's you're born and you're facing death immediately.
今天早上我们开始这部分所谈的，好像生活里面是一个灰暗的图画。
And no matter how hard and how much time and effort we as a human race place, our futile attempts at prolonging our life.
不论我们人类尽了多大的努力，花了多少时间，在无用的企图延长我们的寿命。
You know, we're all going to face death.
我们终究有一天都会面对死亡。
But thankfully,
但是感谢主，
there is hope for all of mankind.
在人类当中有希望。
Thankfully,
我们感谢主。
That yeah, we thank God that there is a God and He's a living God.
因为有一位神是活神。
You know, there's whether you're a Christian or not, I think you're very familiar with the Bible verse John 3:16.
不管你是不是基督徒，我相信你都非常熟悉约翰福音三章十六节。
Maybe we can all turn to that.
我们大家可以一起来读一下。
Or if we have the projection, maybe we'll have the brother in the back project it for us.
我们可以请我们的弟兄把它打出来。
John 3:16 says this, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
约翰福音三章十六节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
What is this eternal life?
这个永生是什么呢？
We've been talking about this life that has a time limit that leads to death.
我们一直在讲这个有限的生命是接到死亡的生命。
But what is this eternal life?
但是这个永生是什么？
And how come we're not born with an eternal life?
我们为什么没有出生就得到这个永恒的生命呢？
Well, there is a big, big problem.
因为在那边有一个非常大的问题。
And there's something called sin.
这个问题就叫做罪。
And sin is what leads to death.
罪就把我们引到死亡当中。
And this is what we were born with, whether you like it or not.
不管我们喜欢不喜欢，我们出生就有罪。
Sorry, when mankind sinned, their time limit was created.
当人类犯罪的时候，时间的限制就已经产生了。
And it really is our own fault.
但这也是我们自己的责任。
It's due to our own selfishness, our own, you know, lack of obedience to God.
是我们的自私和在神面前的不顺服所产生的。
And even our rebellious nature that we have.
是我们这个悖逆的天性所产生的。
But thankfully there is hope for us.
但是感谢主，这里边有希望。
And we can have this eternal life that is promised, like in John 3:16.
我们可以得到像约翰福音三章十六节所应许的永生。
That God has sent his only son into this world to die for the sins of mankind.
因为神把他的独生子赐到这个世界上，为着人类的罪而死。
And this is for the purpose of giving us life.
这个目的就是为了给我们生命。
A life that is eternal.
是一个永恒的生命。
A life that no matter even if our physical life in this world dies, we have that eternal life in God.
就是我们这个肉身的生命毁坏的时候，我们还有里边有永生。
And maybe we can look at the book of Romans, and we'll have our brother in the back if we have it ready. Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
我们可以看一下罗马书三章二十三节。
And it says this, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
这里边说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
We have this redemption through Christ Jesus.
我们借着主耶稣基督给我们提供了这个救赎。
And who is this? This is the Son of God.
他是谁呢？他是神的儿子。
And he came into this world.
他来到这个地上。
Not to condemn us.
不是为了要惩罚我们。
Not to belittle us.
不是要让我们变得无用。
But he himself died in our place.
但是他在我们的位置上死了。
So that we don't have to face that death.
所以我们就不再需要去面对那个永远的死亡。
But that we can have this eternal life.
我们就可以得到永生。
Let's look at another verse in Romans chapter 6, verse 23.
我们再看一下罗马书六章二十三节。
Says this, For the wages of sin is death.But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这里边说，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
And I want you to pay attention to this phrase, but the free gift of God is eternal life.
我们要特别注意这边说，耶稣基督那个白白的恩典就是永生。
It's free.
是白白的。
You know, as a human race, we're so accustomed to, you have to work hard, you have to study hard, you have to sacrifice in order to attain certain things.
因为人我们都习惯了，我们要努力工作，我们要做牺牲才能取得某些事情。
But this eternal life that our living God gives us is free.
但是这位活神就要赐给我们的永生乃是白白的。
And it is given from Him.
是为着他而赐给我们。
You know, for those of you who are here this morning who don't believe in the Lord Jesus yet,
今天早晨我们中间还没有信主的朋友们
I hope that one day soon you will.
我们希望有一天你能够尽快的信主
You know, I'm up here not trying to recruit you to join some sort of a club or some sort of a, you know, some sort of an organization.
我在这里边不是在募招大家去参加一些俱乐部或者是一个组织。
Or I'm not even trying to promote some sort of a religion upon you.
也不是在宣传一个任何的宗教。
And you know, this church doesn't hold these meetings to try to convert you or to try to infiltrate into your life so that you would, you know, for our benefit.
教会之所以有这样的福音聚会，并不是为了教会的益处。
You know, the purpose of these meetings is so that the truth can be told.
目的乃是要真理能够在这边被宣扬。
And the truth is from the Word of God alone.
真理是唯一的来源，是来自于神的话。
There is nothing else that is true in this world except for the Word of God.
在这个世界上，除了神的话之外，我们再也找不到真理。
So if you do believe in the Lord Jesus, it's for your own benefit.
所以你当你相信主耶稣基督的时候是为着你的益处
It's not for anyone else.
是不是为着别人的益处
It's so that you can have eternal life.
乃是你自己可以得到这永远的生命
And why wouldn't you? It's free.
为什么你不要呢这个恩典是白白的不需要付代价的
You know, our time is so limited.
我们在地上的时间都有限
You never know what's going to happen tomorrow. You never know what's going to happen today.
我们不知道明天甚至我们不知道今天会发生什么
All the things that we're trying to accomplish and to achieve in this world,
我们在世界上所有追求要取得的这些事情
we can't take that with us.
我们不能把它们带走。
But today, if we have the eternal life that Jesus gives us,
但今天如果我们得到了神，主耶稣基督要赐给我们永远的生命
that we can take with us into eternity.
那个我们可以把它带到永恒当中
and that life can save us.
那个生命可以拯救我们。
How do we gain this eternal life? I said it was free.
我们说这个永恒的生命是白白的，不需要付代价。我们怎样得到它呢
？I shouldn't say I said it's free. The Bible says it's free.
因为圣经告诉我们说这是白白的恩典。
It is the free gift of God.
是从神那边白白赐给我们的恩典。
Well, how do we gain this?
我们怎样得到它呢
？Let's turn to if we can look at the next portion of. Romans chapter 10.
我们可以一起来看一下罗马书第十章。
Romans chapter 10, we're going to look at verses 9 through 11.
从第九到第十一节。
And it says this, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. And pay attention to verse 11, for the scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be disappointed.
罗马书第十章 第九节，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里叫信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。我们这边要特别重视，要看一下十一节，经上说凡信他的人必不至羞愧。
And for those of you that read English, I did not bold that last sentence.
我们看英文的，我们这个并不是我把那些放成大写的。
It has been bolded in the Bible.
是圣经里边就是把最后这 一段经文大写。
So pay attention to it. Whoever believes in him will not be disappointed.
所以我们可以看见经上说，凡信他的人必不至于羞愧。
Isn't it true that in life there's a lot of disappointments?
我们不是这样吗？在生活当中有很多让我们失望的事情。
Even in our careers, you could pursue the best career, you could have the, you know, but there's always maybe a coworker or a boss that maybe is harsh on you or even fires you.
在我们的职业当中也是这样，我们可以有最好的职业，但是在我们取得这些东西的时候，我们就会发现在我们中间或者是我们的上司、同事总是有些问题。
All that you've been working for and invested in is gone.
所以有的时候我们就会被开除，所以我们所有这些努力都归于无有。
What a disappointment.
那是多么的失望。
And what about life in general? All that you've achieved throughout your life, and one day you die.
我们生命不也是这样吗？我们在这个人生当中所取得的一切，但是有一天我们要死。
What a disappointment.
这是多大的失望。
You've lost everything.
我们就失去了一切。
Let's say you did live till you're 78.1 years.
让我们说今天我们可以活到 78.1 岁。
And you've achieved all the things that you've wanted to.
我们也取得了我们心中所想望的一切。
And all of a sudden, your time is up.
但突然间我们的时间已经到了终点。
What a disappointment.
这是多大的失望。
You don't get to enjoy anything that you've achieved.
我们就没有办法享受我们所取得这一切。
But here the Lord God says, whoever believes in him, the Son of God will not be disappointed.
但是这边神告诉我们说，凡信他的人必不至于羞愧。
And if you go to verse 13,
我们可以看第十三节。
Says also in big bolded letters in English, says, whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved.
这也是在英文里边用大写的，需要我们特别注意。他说因凡求告主名的就必得救。
Whoever,
凡所有的人。
Doesn't matter who you are.
不管你是谁。
Doesn't matter what you've done.
不管你以前做了什么。
Doesn't matter what you're doing right now.
也不管你现在做什么。
It's whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved.
而是所有的人当你求告主名的人就必得救。
So again, how do we gain this eternal life?
所以我们怎样才能得到这永生呢？
The Bible says we just have to simply believe in him.
圣经告诉我们说我们只要借着简单的信心。
We believe in him and we will gain the free gift of God, which is eternal life.
当我们借着信心来到他面前的时候，就可以得到神所赐我们白白的恩典。
And it says, whoever believes in him will not be disappointed.
这里边也告诉我们说，凡相求告他、相信他的人必不至于羞愧。
And these words are not the words of man.
这不是人的话。
This is not me saying this to you.
也不是我对你说的。
This is from God.
乃是神说的话。
He says, believe in him and you will not be disappointed.
他告诉我们说，凡求告他的名的人必不至于羞愧。
So going back to the two original questions that we discussed in the beginning.
所以我们回到我们一开始所提到的问题。
What are you living for?
我们为什么而活？
If it's not for the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果不是为了主耶稣基督，
then you are living for something,
那我们就是为着一些事情
that doesn't have any value,
是一些没有真实价值的一些事情。
And it doesn't have any value, especially when you die.
特别是当我们面临死亡的时候，那些更没有真实的价值。
And where are you going?
我们要到哪里去？
If you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果我们没有信主的话,
you will not have this eternal life that is promised.
我们就没有办法得着所应许的永生。
And you will not have a life with God when your time is up in this world.
当我们在这个地上时间结束的时候，我们就不能与神同在。
You know, our God is a God of love.
我们的神乃是爱的神。
And he loves us so much that he gave his only son to us.
他是如此的爱我们，甚至把他的独生子赐给我们。
He allowed his son to die on a cross for your sins and for my sins.
他让他的儿子为着你的罪，我的罪，死在十字架上。
You know, we don't deserve it.
我们没有办，我们不配得这样的救恩。
But because he loves us so much,
但是因着他如此大的爱，
he doesn't want us to be disappointed with our lives.
他不要让我们在生活当中失望。
He doesn't want us to be hopeless in our lives.
他不要在我们生活当中觉得没有盼望。
He wants us to have hope.
他让我们有一个希望。
So that one day we have this eternal life.
所以有一天我们可以得到这个永恒的生命。
And we no longer have to fear this death.
我们就不需要惧怕死亡。
So that we will have a reason to live in this world.
我们在这个地上也有个真实的原因去生活。
And that purpose of living is greater than any other purpose of living in this world.
而那个生存的目的要大于这个世上地上所提供的一切的目的。
And why is that? It's because you can take that into eternity.
为什么呢？因为我们可以把那个带到永恒当中。
And everything else that you live for in this world, you can't take with you.
在今天在地上这些事情，我们都不能把它带走。
So I urge those who have not believed in the Lord yet.
所以我劝我们还没有信主的朋友们。
Try not to waste any more time.
不要再浪费时间。
We have to hold on to this opportunity to believe in the Lord.
我们要抓住机会相信主。
And I promise you, you will not be disappointed.
我可以向大家保证，你绝不会失望。
And it's not my promise, again, it's the promise of God.
也不是我自己向你的保证，乃是神向我们的保证。
If you believe in him, then you will have a purpose in your life.
当我们相信他的时候，我们就找到了人生最真实的目的。
And it doesn't matter what age you are.
也不管你的年龄如何。
From the young to the old.
从最年幼的到最年长的。
No matter what you've accomplished or what you haven't accomplished.
也不管你在世界上取得什么，或者是没有取得什么。
If we live for the Lord.
如果我们为主而活的话。
If we believe in the Lord.
如果我们相信主。
We have this eternal life.
我们就有永生。
Isn't that a wonderful thing?
这不是一个这是何等美好的事情。
Isn't that such a big contrast compared to what we talked about in the beginning about death being our future?
这是和我们开始谈到那些死亡是人生终点，形成了一个何等鲜明的对比。
There's nothing to lose by believing in the Lord.
我们相信主，不能让我们去丢失什么。
We have everything to gain, our life.
我们就在生命当中得到了最宝贵的。
So I hope that those who do not have not believed in the Lord yet.
所以我希望我们还没有信主的朋友们
，You'll take this opportunity to believe in Him.
要抓住这个机会来相信他。
You know, our God is indeed a God of love.
我们的神的确是一位爱的神。
And that's why He wanted to pave this path for us to have this eternal life.
以至于他因着爱为我们铺向了一条通向永生的道路。
You know, the path of this world, we all know it leads to death.
我们知道这个世界的结局把我们引到死亡。
So in reality, it's a very simple decision that we have to make.
所以实际上这是一个非常简单的决定。
You know, there's nothing in this world that can save us.
在这个世界上没有什么可以救我们的。
But the saving grace of God can.
但是神救赎的恩典可以救我们。
So,Before I end,
在结束之前,
you know, I just wanted to welcome anyone here for the first time.
要欢迎我们第一次来到我们中间的。
Or if you don't know God yet,
或者是你现在还没有认识主耶稣基督的。
That after the meeting,
在这个聚会结束之后,
I hope that if God has urged it within your heart.
如果神现在在你心中做感动的工作
If you still have questions,
如果你还有很多的问题
Come to the front and I'd be more than happy to discuss things further.
你可以来到前面我们可以继续跟你交通
And we have a lot of very good brothers who we all love you a lot. We would be more than happy to share this wonderful free gift of eternal life to you.
我们很多的弟兄姐妹们都非常爱你并且愿意跟 你分享神这奇妙白白的救恩。
Can we close with a word of prayer?
我们一同一起祷告。
Lord God, we thank you for being a God of love.
主，我们感谢你是一位爱的神。
We thank you that you gave your only Son to us.
感谢你赐给你把你的独一的儿子赐给我们。
So that we can find hope in a hopeless life.
所以我们可以在这个无望的世界当中找到希望。
So that we can have a life that is eternal.
我们可以得到一个永恒的生命。
I pray that you would awaken our minds and our spirits.
我们祷告，求你警醒我们的魂，我们的灵。
To see that the time we have in this world is very short.
让我们看见我们在地上的生命是何等的短暂。
Lord, many times we chase after things that don't have much value.
主啊，我们很多的时候在追求那些没有价值的东西。
We chase after things that we cannot take with us once we're gone in this world.
我们追求那些当我们离开这个世界不能带走的东西。
We thank you that you've given us something to hold on to.
我们感谢你给我们能够一个把握。
We thank you for giving us your life.
感谢你把你的生命赐给我们。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
我们要奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.